Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise you and worship you and thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, as we talk about how to walk in your anointing, how to do the things you did, I ask you to bless the word as it goes out today. I ask you to use your word to open people's heart and mind to where they should be able to live and how they should be able to do things as they go through life and how they ought to be able to walk in the anointing, how they be able to walk in the life and the abundant life that you provided us. All we got to do is walk holy before you. Reveal that to us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, we're talking about how to walk in the anointing and the things that we should be doing by walking in power in God's Word. I was a traditional denominational Christian for the first 45 years of my life, and I had no idea where I should walk because nobody taught me. But then I began to come to this book and study this book, and when I began to study the Word of God, I found some very, very what people call controversial issues. But they're really not controversial. They mean exactly what they say. Jesus didn't stutter when he made all these statements. He told us who we are. He told us what we can do. He told us that we're now children of God, that all of our sins have been washed away. We're clean and pure and holy once we get saved. He said, now go and sin no more. Now after that, don't go out and continue to live in some kind of sin. Don't yield to the flesh. Yield to the Spirit and study the Word of God and fill yourself with the Word of God, and you will be able to do the same things that Jesus did on this earth. You will be able to contact Him via prayer. He's in you. He will manifest Himself to you, and He will show you dreams and visions. He will answer your prayers, and you will get to see the Lord do great, great, great and mighty things. And He said, as we talked about yesterday in John 14:12, that we can do the same things He did and even greater things than He did. Well, today we're talking a little bit about some of the things He did. Well, in Luke chapter 4 here, we saw that when Jesus was speaking in the synagogue, a demon in the 4:33, a demon or an unclean devil or unclean spirit manifest in a man and begin to talk out of the man's mouth. And Jesus had to take authority over him and tell him, hold thy peace and come out of him. Now then, when an unclean devil starts speaking out of your mouth and starts doing things that does not bring glory and honor to God, somebody in the church needs to do the same thing to you and me. When these demons begin to go wild, instead of backing off and saying, wow, what's wrong with that person? I'm telling you what's wrong with them. They have an unclean devil, an evil spirit that's taking control of their mind and their tongue and speaking out of their mouth. That should not be the case with Christians. We should all walk holy in obedience to the Word of God and capture all of our thoughts. But as Jesus spoke with power and authority, these unclean spirits came out of people. And in verse 36, and it says, and all the people were amazed, and he spoke among them, saying, in fact, they said, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he, Jesus, commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out of them. And the fame of him went abroad unto every place of the country around about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Now this Simon Peter's wife, his mother, in other words, Simon Peter's mother-in-law, Simon's wife's mother, or his mother-in-law, she was down with a great fever. Now then, when people have a fever, why do we doctor the fever? Look what the fever was. And Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever. Now, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now, if Jesus rebuked a fever and it left, when we get a fever, or whenever a sickness and disease comes upon us, why do we go to the medicine cabinet? Why do we try to suppress the problem? Why don't we get rid of the problem? Because right here, the Word of God clearly shows us in Luke 4 that Jesus spoke to an unclean devil. He spoke to this fever. He rebuked this thing, and it left. That shows you clearly that it was a spirit being that was inside of Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Well, if that devil can be inside of Simon Peter's mother-in-law, he can be inside of you or me. There's no two ways about it. That's our problem as Christians. Living in our flesh or in our body are these unclean spirits. Now, they can get even into your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, they cannot possess your spirit. If you are a born-again Christian, the Holy Ghost is not going to let those things inside of your spirit. But they'll kill your flesh, and they'll do a good job of it. And I have taken people. In fact, I saw a woman several years ago. That was, in fact, I think this was in 1995, about 10 years ago. I saw a woman that was on her deathbed with terminal breast cancer. She had had this cancer for 2 years, and the doctors told her now that she had only a very short few days to live. And whenever a friend of hers that knew me heard about it, sent me down there. They bought me an airplane ticket years ago when I had time to go more than I do now to just individual homes. But I flew down there on a Saturday morning. This took my entire day. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, got back at 10 o'clock at night. But I flew down to where that person lived, spent 5 hours in the home with that Baptist man and woman, and she was about 55 years old, 54, 55, on her deathbed with terminal breast cancer, hadn't eaten a bite of food in over 3 weeks, had tumors in her colon and her intestines were blocked. She was in critical condition. I showed her what these unclean devils were and how they get into us through sin. I got that man and woman. It took me 5 hours of teaching to show them. They repented of their sins. We cast that devil of hell out of that woman. And that woman got up off her deathbed and was instantly healed. She went with her husband to take me to the airplane and walked all the way to the end of the terminal. And then after I got on the airplane, they went walked back to the car, and on the way down, she told her husband, she said, "Honey, I've not had a bite to eat in 3 weeks. I'm so hungry." So there's the best fried shrimp dinner place in town. Pull in right there, and we're going to have a fried shrimp dinner. And that woman, which hadn't eaten a bite in 3 weeks, pulled in there and ate. And the next morning, she called me, and she told me what she'd done, and she said, "Everything in my body worked perfect this morning." In other words, what that meant was her kidneys, her bowels, everything was working like they were supposed to. In other words, when these unclean spirits left her body after I cast them out with the Word of God, this woman was instantly healed, and she came back a very beautiful woman, and she was completely healed. That kind of amazes people. But this is what Jesus did regularly, and he told us what we could do. So next time a spirit of fever comes upon you, or a spirit of anything, an unclean demon comes upon you and puts sickness and disease upon you, a headache or anything else, don't yield to it. Don't go to the medicine bottle. Go to the Word of God. Make sure that your sins are confessed. Make sure you're walking holy before God. Make sure you have no sin in your life. Make sure you have not been speaking evil about someone. Make sure you're in a right relationship with your spouse. Make sure you're walking in love. Make sure there's no unforgiveness in your life. Make sure you're not living in any kind of strife, but that you're walking in love. Walk in love and holiness. And the Lord says, if you will do this, he said, then you have been given power over the devils to cast them out. He said, the devil has nothing in me. In other words, he hadn't sinned. He said, in me there is no sin. So that's mine and your goal, to have in you and me no sin. Now, the devil, he'll lie to you and he'll say it's impossible for you to walk with no sin. But that's not what the Word of God says. Jesus says we can do it. Because when he did it, look at the wonderful things he did. And as Jesus stood over Peter's mother-in-law, he rebuked the fever. He didn't give her some medicine. He rebuked the fever. And it left her. Well, when you get a hold of this, you'll start laying your hands on people and rebuking the fever too. when somebody gets a headache or you get a headache, instead of running to the medicine bottle, you'll lay your hands on your own head, quote the Word of God, make sure your sins are confessed and repented of, and speak to that headache and command it to leave in the name of Jesus, and it will leave. I have seen migraine headaches. People have had them for weeks. I have spoken over them in one heartbeat many times and seen them leave completely. I have had people come to church, come up to me before church starts and say, Mr. Scrivener, I have a splitting migraine headache. I've had it for 2 days or a week or whatever. Would you please pray for me? Well, you don't have to pray for that. Just lay your hands on them. Ask them if they got their sins repented of. Make sure they do. And if they have, then lay your hands on them and take the Word of God and quote it and command that thing, rebuke that unclean devil and command that thing to leave in the name of Jesus, and you'll get to see the same results that Jesus did. I've seen it hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. People that had splitting migraine headaches instantly set free and no more pain. But what did Jesus do? He rebuked the fever and it left her, and immediately she rose and ministered unto them. Now, isn't that amazing? And verse 40 says, now when the sun was setting, they that had any sick with various diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Does Jesus have compassion for his children? Did he make a provision in his word for you to heal the sick? Yes. Just exactly like Jesus laid his hands on them and healed them. He told you in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, he said, now I'm going back to heaven, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Please become a believing believer. Don't be an unbelieving believer like I was most of my life. Become a believing believer. Now then, Jesus said, you can do the same things he did. And now then, if he said you can do the same things he did, you're going to have to believe that. And just like Mark 16, 17, and 18 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. You shall cast out devils. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And there's a few other things you can do in there, too, like speak with new tongues. If the devil, you can handle the devil, the serpent, it won't hurt you. And if any deadly poison, drink it, you get it in your body, it won't hurt you either. All those promises are promises from God where you don't have to put up with the devil. While you're here on this earth, you can live the abundant life. And when you get to where you believe God, you can see him do great and mighty things. So stop being an unbelieving believer and become a believer in the Word of God and walk in the abundant life like Jesus did. I invite you to give me a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll be happy to send you free audio, video, CD, DVDs, all kinds of media. And also, you can go to our website. You can go on the website, and you can listen to these teachings again on the web. We have them on there. Also, you can order things, and it's all free and postpaid. So, www.tlsm.org, and have a blessed day in Jesus' name.